The opening ceremony of the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games moved the entire world on Wednesday evening. A grand spectacle celebrating inclusion, diversity, and self-overcoming, marked by the poignant testimonies of disabled athletes and a breathtaking scenography. Unlike the Olympic Games opening ceremony, which sometimes veered into excess, the Paralympic ceremony succeeded in being truly inclusive without being divisive. Last night, the Place de la Concorde in Paris was the stage for a historic event, the opening ceremony of the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. For nearly 2 hours, the spectators present and millions of viewers were transported by an unforgettable spectacle highlighting the strength, resilience, and exceptional talents of the Paralympic athletes. A vibrant celebration of the human spirit, it touched hearts and minds through stunning artistic tableaus and moving life stories. It was at the heart of the capital, on the majestic Place de la Concorde, that this historic event took place, marking the first ceremony held outside a stadium, thus offering unprecedented visibility to the Paralympic athletes and the values they embody. A strong symbolic choice emphasized by the testimony of a young woman in a wheelchair, this ceremony proves that difference is a strength, not a hindrance. It's a universal message that unites us all. Under the direction of director Thomas Jolly and choreography by Alexander Ekman, the Paradox Show transported the 65,000 spectators present and millions of viewers. Five powerful artistic tableaus followed one another, gracefully blending able-bodied and disabled dancers. "We need to move away from heroic clichés about people with disabilities," declared Thomas Jolly. Mission accomplished, with flying colors. The most poignant moment was undoubtedly the heartbreaking testimonies of Paralympic athletes. Sandrine Martinet, para judoka, Arnaud Assoumani, para athlete, and many others came to take an oath and share their life journeys, their battles, their victories over adversity. "We don't talk enough about disability. It was a beautiful message," said a tearful spectator. The speeches by Tony Estanguet and Andrew Parsons, calling for a Paralympic revolution to change perceptions of disability, also resonated powerfully. "The voice of disabled athletes will be the leitmotif of these games, as already proudly showcased by the Paralympic Committee's social media, highlighting the edgy side of the competitors, their uniqueness in the service of performance." Throughout the evening, senses and emotions were heightened. The mesmerizing music by Victor Lomain, the stunning movements of the dancers, the magical light displays. Each tableau was an ode to the beauty of the body in all its forms, able-bodied or not. "You can't escape your body, come to find us, make us visible." The words echoed. Disability can bring bodies together, reminding us that disability can affect everyone from one day to the next. Spectacular sequences punctuated the event, like the parade of delegations on the Champs-Élysées at sunset, a grandiose moment eagerly anticipated by the athletes, as testified by Mpumelelo Mlongo, the South African flag-bearer. Or the thunderous arrival of swimmer Theo Kuren driving a taxi decorated with the Paralympic mascot's colors, shouting "Welcome to Paris," under a tricolor fireworks display. The highlight of the ceremony was undoubtedly the lighting of the Paralympic cauldron after a relay of the flame involving several great champions like Italian fencer Bibi Veo. To the vibrant notes of Ravel's famous Bolero, a final emotional fireworks display united athletes, artists, and spectators in a festive trance celebrating difference as richness. The words "if you can't dance on your feet, dance on your knees, we are unlimited in what we can do" resonated as a powerful and universal mantra. The evocative power of Ravel's work, with its obsessive crescendo, magnified this suspended moment when the stadium was ablaze with a contagious energy. Like a metaphor for the athletes' progression toward excellence, their tenacity in the face of adversity. A bold musical choice for a dazzling final bouquet, bathed in grace and poetry. Beyond the artistic feat, this ceremony will go down in history as a pivotal moment for the inclusion and representation of people with disabilities. Unlike the Olympic Games opening ceremony, which aimed to be inclusive but sometimes veered into excess, the Paralympic ceremony succeeded in being truly inclusive without being divisive. Disability was revealed as a life lesson, demonstrating that it was ultimately the norm of normality. Bathed in grace and truth, without ostentation or provocation, the ceremony spoke volumes about the beauty of those who surpass themselves to be seen and recognized. This opening ceremony will be remembered as grandiose and moving, carrying powerful messages, with spectacular and symbolic sequences.